Item 11, from the Director of Audits, an updated status report, an audit of Milwaukee County workforce diversity. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good morning. Jennifer Follier, Comptroller's Director of Audit. The report you have before you today is a status update on a report we published in August 2014. Our audit discussed the county's overall need for a workforce diversity policy and procedures for implementing that policy, and then the ways to measure progress. We had 12 recommendations that we believe would help the county do this. We had two follow-up status reports before we closed that out. In January 2018, we were asked to re-present the report, which we did, and to provide a status update for the March cycle. At that time, it was thought there was so much turnover in the director position at the airport that we were asked to bring it back. So we've been providing status updates on this in March and September of last year, and then January of this year. So today, there continues to be some progress towards achieving our recommendations, although we did not feel at this point we could close any more out. Continued work that needs to be done. DHR is here, representatives from there, as well as, of course, DOT, that can talk specifically about their efforts. I wouldn't say there hasn't been any progress, because I believe there has. There's certainly a recognition of the issue, and key stakeholders have been pulled together and been working on this, and establishing key goals, including focusing on high turnover positions, looking at training, and possibly more education, but need to see continued progress. So I'm happy to take any questions.
All right, any questions from committee members? Just to follow up, what is the, I guess, the appropriate timeline?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We plan to come back in 6 months. I think given the time this has been out there, what we'll do in the intervening time is with both DOT, airport, and HR. I have a meeting with the director of HR next week. Talk about specifically what we are looking for in order to formally close this out. So that'll give us time to do that and time for them to respond as well. So I guess I would ask for that timeline. And I think it's in our report, January 2020 cycle.
All right, the committee?
I do have a question.
Supervisor Logsdon.
When there's a project on construction, et cetera, and they do not meet the diversity standards, the requirements, is this the time to ask what is done about that?
That is actually, we did just workforce diversity, so county employees, only county employees.
So you don't work out with the outside?
We have not looked at that.
Okay, this is all in-house.
County employees.
All right, thank you.
Particularly at the airport, but
countywide. Okay. If we could have the director just make a few comments about what kind of efforts will be made to close out these last couple items, that things that might be asked of you or DOT in general.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Fleischon. We're in the process of working with the Department of, Human Resources, as well as with the airport, to just outline pulling together a group that's representative of the airport, members working within the department, a diverse group from varying areas within the department to provide some input into how we might be able to hire and bring more people on board who are reflective of the broader population. That committee has met twice so far, and we continue to work in that area. I also want to bring up Brian Drancic so he can speak to it also. We've also identified ways in which we might be able to do hiring, get information out, the groups that we need to contact to get a larger pool available to us so that we have a larger pool to look from.
Yes, Mr. Transic, you state your name, position, and then if you could comment on the item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brian Transic, Airport Director here at Milwaukee Mitchell International. As Director Martin has indicated, we've looked at ways in which we can make the job announcements a little better in terms of the language that's used. That makes it more inclusive or more inviting or less rigid, perhaps, for when people are looking at the job announcements that they feel it's for them and not necessarily maybe specifically or narrowly for different groups of individuals. I want to point out, though, also that in the fact that this audit has resurfaced until now, I've done just a real kind of rough numbers of less so our maintenance staff, which has a little more turnover, takes a little more time to dive into that in our operations area, more so into our administrative area. And I want to just let you all know that we've emphasized the need for more diverse and inclusive hiring. And from that time, which is roughly about a year, year and a half now until now, we've had about 8 individuals that we've hired within more so our administrative areas. This is areas from our director of maintenance and operations to staff members that are in the county type classifications. We've had about 8 hires. Of those 8, 6 are minority identified and 5 are women. So that's about 75%, 63% in those classifications, which are the emphasis of the audit. So I feel that we are making progress towards the end goal of being more inclusive, and certainly we'll work more closely with HR and with law identifying that a little bit further.
All right. Any other questions or comments from committee members? All right, seeing none. I guess we will, because we want to report back in 6 months. So the appropriate motion.
Mr. Chair, can we lay this over to the call of the chair?
That would be fine.
Make such a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, unless I am wrong, audit typically submits their follow-up reports under new file numbers, so
okay.
It would not be necessary to lay this item over.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the update.
All right, thank you.
All right. Supervisor Dmitrievich will not be returning. So what I'd like to do is go back to item 6, 7, 8. And if we could have a motion to lay over to the call of the chair.
Mr. Chair, can I make a motion to lay it over to the call of the chair?
First we got to